Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
If you will turn with me in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 2, I am continuing a study that I started on last Sunday about Ruth and Naomi. In Ruth 2, verse 2, we find these words. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please, let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?" So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, "It is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." And she said, "Please, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came and has continued from morning until now, though she rested a little while in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another's field, nor go from here, but stay close to my young women." Favor is something that is done out of the kindness of someone's heart. Favor is a kind act, an excessively kind act. Favor is preferential treatment. And as you will remember, Ruth returned with her mother-in-law, Naomi, from a country called Moab. Naomi's husband and her two sons had died there. And Naomi had decided to return home because she heard that there was food back in Bethlehem. After trying to persuade her two daughters-in-laws to stay in Moab, one by the name of Ruth decided that she wanted to leave and return with Naomi to Bethlehem, and the other daughter-in-law, Orpah, turned back to Moab, decided that she wanted to go back home. Moab was a God-forsaken land of paganism and idol worship. Moab was a place that took all you had and then threw you away. Naomi and her husband went there. She said, "I went out full and I came back empty." She went there looking for a better life. She went there looking for perhaps prosperity or security of some kind. But the land took everything she had. It took her husband. It took her sons. It took her strength. It took her well-being. It took her security. And it kicked her out with nothing. And that's kind of how life is sometimes with us. Life or relationship or perhaps people that you've known in the past, taken everything you've had, and then they decided to kick you out. How often have I counseled young men and young women in marriage? The young man or the young woman has decided to work hard and put their mate or put their friend through school, medical school, or law school, or through college. And then after years and years of working to support that individual, the individual turns around and say to the young man or the young woman, "I have no more use for you. I've fallen in love with someone else. I've decided to go a different direction." And that's kind of like what happened in the land of Moab. The country took everything that Naomi had, and it left her with absolutely nothing. And the Bible tells us that Ruth vowed not to leave her mother-in-law, Naomi. She vowed not to go back to that God-forsaken land of paganism. She vowed to return with her mother-in-law to Bethlehem. And the Bible said life had been very brutal with Naomi. When the people of her hometown saw her coming, they were shocked that this was Naomi. She came back beaten, broken, and a wreck. The Bible said she went out full, and the Lord had brought her back empty. The first part of this book is about the shattered life of one woman by the name of Naomi. The second part of this book is how the favor of God and the faith in God can restore just about anything. Naomi was so broken and so beaten.